Good morning, church. Did you ever have one of those days where you gained an extra hour, but you still ended up late? I had it this morning. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can take time from our day-to-day routines and be here in your house here this morning. And Father, we are determined to worship you, to lift up and glorify the name of Jesus. And Father, we have songs that were inspired by your Holy Spirit. And now, Father, as we sing them to you, we lift up our voices, we give you worship, and we come to you in spirit and in truth. Father, we just thank you now for meeting us here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my my salvation be exalted.
Amen.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And He shall lift you up higher and higher, and He shall lift you up. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And He shall lift you up higher and higher, and He shall lift you up. Humble thyself in the sight of the side of the Lord,
in the side of the Lord,
and He shall lift you up higher and higher,
and He
shall lift you up into heaven,
and He
shall lift you up higher and higher,
God.
1 Peter 5, verses 5 through 6.
Amen.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth. Of the Lord forever, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you'll find that also in Psalm 89.
I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. The glory, the glory, the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise. With his word, and then pronounce them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glory. And tempests blow by order from thy throne, while all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care, and everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
Amen.
Indeed. That's what we're doing here this morning. We're singing the mighty power of God. It says, and clouds arise and tempests blow by order from his throne. What we get out of this song is there is nothing that God does not have his finger on here on this earth.
Amen.
He is in control of the ants, to us, to our planet, to the solar system and the entire universe and all the little intricacies in between. We do sing the mighty power of God.
God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty starry band of shining worlds in splendor through the skies, our grateful songs before thy throne arise. Thy love divine has led us in the chosen way. From war's alarms, from deadly pestilence, be
defense. Thy true religion in our hearts increase. Thy boundless goodness nourish us in peace. Refresh thy people on their toilsome way. Lead us from night to never-ending day. Fill all our lives with love and grace divine. Let glory, Lord, and praise be ever thine.
Amen.
You agree with that?
Amen.
Indeed, God of our fathers.
Of love has won my pardon, and the resurrection power gives me life. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be to the land. Glory.
I exalt thee, O Lord.
there's a lot of good songs out there. This is one of them.
Hallelujah.
As you feel wave washing over you, and we're declaring our love, saying, I exalt thee, Lord. I exalt thee. To think it's just a sweet incense that's just coming up to the Father, and he says, I love that. I enjoy it very, very much. Many years since I was not up here, and I was down there with you guys. And I was just like you, sitting here enjoying the service, and I'm thinking to myself, this song was so good. Please, let us have another one. Hopefully we have another one. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Let's sing to God now. Thy loving kindness.
Shall praise thee.
shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name.
Amen.
And our final song today is going to be, I Need Thee Every Hour.
Every hour I need thee. Every hour of the day, every day of the week, we need you, Lord. We need you. And we want to thank you and praise you today for victory. And because the loving kindness is better than life, our lips shall praise thee, O Lord. Our lips shall praise thee. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto thy name. Our soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and our mouth shall praise thee, O Lord, with joyful lips. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, what a blessed Savior, what a blessed Redeemer, what a mighty King. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you, O Lord, for the privilege. Come to sing praises unto thy name. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you and we appreciate you. And we want to thank you today, and we want to say, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Who raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. Hallelujah. We want to thank you today and praise you, Lord, for being with us. Oh, Lord, we pray that you touch each and every person today. Let no one be left untouched, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you today, Lord, that we're not going to live the same as we came. Praise your holy name. We pray today for the anointing upon the pastors. He will deliver the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach. Give him joy and peace in his heart. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way today. Not our way, but thy way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Let always the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times and his praise be continually in our mouth. Hallelujah. That the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let our mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Show forth praises to him that called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Who brought us out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay. And he set our feet upon the rock and he established our goings. That's who our God is. And that's what he has done. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory today. For mighty victory. Thank you, Lord, for providing every need in this body of believers. Thank you for blessing the finances. Thank you for the increase. Thank you for filling this sanctuary, every seat, with the people that you have ordained to be in this body of believers. We thank you for all the many blessings, O Lord. And your name be glorified, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We want to minister to you. We want to bless you. We want to lift your name higher and higher for the world to see. Oh, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Oh, let God arise. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for giving us joy and peace in our hearts, and song in our mouth, and praise in our lips. And we want to thank you today for victory. As we are about to receive this offering out of what you have given us, we want today to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for putting in our hearts to give for the, to the work of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We pray, O Lord, that you touch everyone that gives a testimony today. Give them the anointing, we pray, Lord, and your name be glorified with the testimonies. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way And there will be victory in this body of believers. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, that you see to it, O Lord. There will be no apathy in this body of believers. It will be no indifference in this body of believers. But the excitement will rise, and the high praises of God will be in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for touching us, for making this a praying church. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And God's people said, Amen. Amen.
Good morning. We're going to have some testimonies. And first, I want to give a little testimony. The last Sunday when I was here, I felt some pain in my neck as John was preaching, you know, kind of like a stiff neck. And so, you know, I thought maybe I just moved wrong or something like that. And then I went home after lunch, and then I felt this pain in my arm. And I thought, well, maybe that's from riding the motorcycle or whatever, you know. But I had these pains moving around, and then I ended up with this pain in my ear the next day or two. And so then Tuesday night we had prayer meeting. And of course, my wife says, "Oh, you should go to the doctor and get that checked out, and that's a virus and blah blah blah," you know. But I don't receive that kind of junk. And so I had my brothers and sisters pray for me on Tuesday night, and you know, I don't recall on Wednesday or the rest of the week, you know. And I didn't even really think about it, to tell you the truth, until this morning. But that was wiped out. So yeah, God is in the healing business, and he doesn't need medication to do it. So, and also, you know, I want to state that in this terrible economy, we still get more work and more work. Amen. So we're blessed with that, and I'm thankful for that. God is able to give you the work too. And today we're going to do a remote testimony. So from Eric Sims and his son, Noah John Sims. And I thought about his name when John told me. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. John the Revelator. Sims to carry on the family name. So that's your introduction, Noah John Sims, right? That's his name. Okay, so we're going to take that testimony.
Greetings to all of you at Resurrection Life Church. We just wanted to thank you all for your prayers for our family. We watch the Sunday service via the webcast, and it's a real comfort and encouragement to hear you pray for us. Please know that you're also in our prayers. May the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him. God bless you all, and have a good day.
Dear Pastor John, thank you for praying that I find a friend. Since I talked with you, I feel much happier, and I don't worry anymore. Please thank all the people in your church for praying for me, too. Love, Noah John.
Well, that was nice. We'll take all remote testimonies we can get, right? So send them in. Okay. Any more testimonies? Okay, Pastor John, you got a testimony. All right. We're going to allow that.
But praise the Lord, this is another remote testimony. And this is from Graceman in Sweden, Torbjörn Hansson. And he sent this testimony in and asked me to read that to you. And so I'm going to do that right now. Hello, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. I will try to write this in English. The first is that I have said no thanks to the ownership of this company and said that if you want to employ me instead, I will do it. So that I will get an answer later this week, but I'm not worried because I trust in Jesus and not in the world. So thanks for your prayer for me. I call your church my church. Even if it is so far from us, it feels like home to us. I want to share something from my life with you. I did listen to the sermon yesterday, but I had a fever, so I went to bed before the sermon was finished. And then in bed, I felt Jesus talk to me, and I was thinking in the future about when I will be lying on my deathbed and look back at my life and at the choices I made in my life. Not that I want to die now or something, but I did see the consequences of my life. I was saved when I was 11 years old. My mother came home one night and said, I'm saved. Okay, I don't know what that is, but my mother's face was glowing white, something I'd never seen before. This was 1983 in Lerum, a small town about 3 Swedish miles from Gothenburg. And I just said to my mother, I want what you got. So our whole family got saved in a short while. And it was a wonderful time in our family. Later on, something changed. I was in third class in school, and he started to harass me because I was a Christian. And my stepfather got sick, schizophrenic, and the whole family was slowly falling apart, and we children were in rebellion to our parents and to Jesus. I was 15 years old when I started with drugs and alcohol, and I did earn some money because I got my first job when I was 14 years old, right after I quit school. When I was 18 years old, my mother took me to a Christian center called LP Foundation in Gothenburg. It's a home for alcoholics and drug abusers. And I remember it was a fight in my spirit, for the devil would not let me go. But a pastor stood and waited for me at the prayer time. And he said, I feel there is someone that should come here and give his life to Jesus. And I felt the struggle in my heart. And I did see two ways before me. One way that lead to destruction and one way with Jesus. And the pastor said, play another song and another until I did go forward. I'm sure he played 10 to 15 songs while he waited for me to come forward. And I did get down on my knees and cried out and gave everything to Jesus. A smart person who had this experience should never leave Jesus again, but I did. I was so into the world of things like movies, TV, and things that lead even to worse things in my life. And the price a person must pay when he leaves Jesus is so high that it almost cost me my marriage. I am not going to tell you all things that happened or what the consequence of my sin was, but I want to share this with you. If we are leaving Jesus, the price will be very high. My wife was listening to your webcast, and for every time that I heard it, I was angry. How can you listen to this? I asked her, and I just put the TV up louder. Since I had left Jesus, anger was in my life. I was so aggressive to my children and wife, and the devil worked hard on me. But one night, when my wife was listening to John, and he was preaching, and I just sat and listened, and it was just like he was in our living room and talked to me. And the Holy Spirit just grabbed me, and I was on my knees again and cried to Jesus, how can you still love me after all the things I have done? And he just filled my heart with such a love that it just flowed over in my heart. And now I will never leave Jesus again. And I am so grateful to Jesus. And I will give him my life for the rest of my days on earth. God bless you all. And we are praying that Jesus will take care of his church. Torbjörn Hansson, or Graceman, from Göteborg, Sweden, or Gothenburg in English. And I want to say this. God bless you, Torbjörn. God bless you, Grace, and your children. And we praise God for the Holy Spirit is working in you. Amen.
A very nice testimony. So, was it worth 40 grand in webcasting? Right? I mean, that's about what it costs, wasn't it? So, and then many stories that we probably won't hear till the other side. So definitely, pardon me? We're gonna sing Happy Birthday at the birthday party. How's that sound? Does she have a testimony? Okay, well, we'll take a testimony.
He dwelt
in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
I will
say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust.
Sure.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
He shall
cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Thou shalt
not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day.
Nor
for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth that noonday.
8,000.
8,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Because thou hast
set thyself upon me, therefore I deliver him. I will be with him in troubles. I will deliver him and honor him.
Because thou hast made
the
Lord,
which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
There
shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling.
For
he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
They shall
bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Thou shalt not be afraid. For the udder and the young lion.
No.
Okay, start all over. Which one? They shall bear thee up
in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Thou shalt not tread upon
the lion and adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet.
Because
he hath set himself upon me, therefore I deliver him.
I will set
him on high because he hath known my name.
He shall call.
He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in troubles. I will deliver him and honor him.
With long life
will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shining upon us. Set us free by the truth you bring us now. Shine on me, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nation with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Lord, I come.
Lord, I come to your awesome presence, from the shadows into your radiance. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nation with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
As we
gaze on your kingly brightness, though our faces displays your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory, nearer here may our eyes tell a story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nation with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nation with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Send
forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Amen.
Okay, I want to do a little interview. Okay.
So, Natalia, how do you learn such a long scripture, Psalm 91?
I guess she's looking to me to get an answer. No. It's Baba Senya that helped her memorize it. Grandma. Baba Senya.
Okay.
Cindy.
Okay. So.
And the Holy Spirit, of course.
Yes. So you must do that every day, right? Or every night, or what? How do you do
it? Well, number one is we don't have TV, so therefore our emphasis is on the Bible, God, Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ, of course.
Okay.
And the wonderful?
Well, it's a very good job. And when it's time to go to bed at night,
we read the Bible.
Yeah, and I bet you just go right to sleep. Huh?
No, she sings for about half an
hour. Oh, no kidding. Man. She has a full day.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and today's your birthday, right? And you're seven, right?
Sing happy birthday.
So we want to sing happy birthday. We're going to sing happy birthday to you twice today. Right now, and then later at your birthday party.
Since she loves singing so much, we already sang 3 days in a row, happy birthday to her. And that's the most valuable item to her, is the birthday singing. And I do want to give all the praise, the glory to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit for anointing this wonderful child with the ability to learn and desire to sing. Like I told earlier, that after a full day of singing, playing violin, and reading the Bible, after we put her to bed, she still sings for about half an hour till she falls asleep. And I do have a small announcement. After this church, there'll be some refreshments in honor of this Natalia's 7-year-old birthday. Amen.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Okay. Any more testimonies this morning? No. Also, I want to say today, on the way to church, there's a massive amount of cars going to Yuba City. And what we have there is the annual Sikh celebration for the Sikh religion. And we have these temples around Yuba City. You know, I call them the synagogue of Satan. And so all this, the last few days, we've had fireworks celebrations. And we had a lot of DUI arrests in Yuba City. And I mean, I tell you, you know, that's the devil's program, man. I mean, he's bringing his followers in for a big celebration today. And I pray that there's going to be confusion upon it, because the only God out there is God the Father and Jesus Christ, his Son. All these others are false gods. And on the way this morning, I saw a massive amount of cars. I mean, it was just thousands and thousands of cars coming to Yuba City. And saw two three-car accidents, CHPs all up and down the highway. And what I did see, and I believe this is a judgment on America too, a lot of wealth coming that way. And I believe that people that don't know our God are becoming our merchants and our businessmen, and I believe that's a judgment against America. So, anyway, it's all centering in Yuba City today. Big shindig. So, okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning again. We are going to have some prayer time here today. And there's a number of things we want to pray for. And we will start out here with, we have, this is a prayer request from Soteris, a friend of his, he led to Christ. His name is Eddie, lives in San Francisco, prayer coming out of the Catholic Church and coming here to this church for deliverance. We're going to pray for that. This is from the Oakland area, I believe. And this is, again, brother and sister Shirley and I couldn't read it. Henry and Shirley. And they ask him for prayer, spiritually, financially, physically. And I believe he's a retired pastor, so we want to pray for him. And then I want to read a prayer request from Germany. And we really appreciate the people contacting us from around the world. And let me just read this to you. Dear Pastor John, please pray for Christina Konieczna and her family in Poland. Christina is 55 years old. She came to us as a personal nurse for my 101-year-old grandmother, and she is doing such a wonderful job. We have come to love her, for she really is a joy to be around. She and her family are not saved. We have given her a Czech tract in her language, since she doesn't understand German too well, and also know what a language. Sadly, her whole family is under heavy attack by cancer, and people in her surrounding are dying like flies. They all have no knowledge whatsoever concerning the bad effects of the standard treatment, chemotherapy, radiation, vaccination, etc., and of the importance of good nutrition. At the moment, Christina's sister is the next one who is lying in the hospital with colon cancer, and the treatment they give her make her get more miserable every day. Please pray with us that Christina and her family will be saved, that God will heal her sister and stop cancer in the family, that we may be able to provide them with the resources needed in our language, or that God may send someone else who can teach them what they have to know to not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. And this is from Gina in Germany. And I wrote her back and said this, that the country of Poland have never really had a revival. Poland is a very strong Catholic nation. And the Reformation never got in there. And to my knowledge, I do not know of any strong Polish evangelist or here in the United States that I have knowledge of. And so that's a country that we need to pray for, Poland. And they are suffering. So we're going to pray for this woman, Christina. The way they spell it in Polish is K-R-Y-S-T-Y-N-A. And I don't know how close it is to Russian. So we're going to pray for that. Then we have another case here in the Sacramento that we want to pray for. And I used to have I've had a number of song leaders over the years. And Wid Coriel was one of them, and he stayed with us about maybe 5, 6, maybe 8 years. And we became very good friends with him and his wife, Marion. And they had two sons, and they died. They became homosexuals. Both got AIDS, and they died before they got to be 50 years old. They had one daughter left, Lisa. And now her husband, Mark, has been diagnosed with colon cancer. And they took out 12 inches of the colon. He had a 3-inch tumor. And then the doctors told him this week that the cancer had leaked through the colon and is now into the lymphatic system, which is not very good. So we're going to pray. I prayed Thursday for them. We're going to pray again for them. And here's what I thought about. Mark and Lisa are wonderful Christians, filled with the Spirit, been active many years in churches, got a great family, raised their children as Christians. But they are just like everybody else in America. They do all the idolatry at Christmas. And, of course, they never realized, you know, eating pork is not very good and so on. And so we're going to pray here today for mercy, because when we are disobeying God's word and not following him, there will be consequences. But we're going to pray that God will give Mark a healing, a mercy healing. He's only 50 years old, and so we're going to pray for him. Now we have another prayer request. This is from Patty Sims in New York. Her thyroid was removed a number of years ago, and she's been taking medication to compensate for this. She is not having reaction to the medication and wants a healing, in this case, a creative miracle, for God to create a new thyroid in her body. This is not a request that is too hard for God to do. He can do anything he wants to do, and it is God's will for his people to be well. Patty is walking with the Lord, and it's a great testimony where she lives to her family and to people around her. And they do have lined up with the Word of God, and are eating right, walking right. So we want to pray for Patty. And she simply said, you know, I really want God to give me a brand new thyroid. That's a creative miracle. She said, do you believe in that? I said, yes, I believe. I stand with you, Patty. So today, let's stand with her and believe that God can send a thyroid that has been removed, give her a brand new one, and the doctor will discover you got a thyroid. It even has the same DNA as the rest of the body. All right. Oil prices went down this week. Let us keep praying that God will destroy the market for speculators and drive down the price of oil to below $40 a barrel to begin with. And then continue to pray that God will open a way for a person to come in and help us out with video editing. This is crucial for the growth of the ministry. And then finally, let us thank God for the finances of the ministry. As we finish the month of October, we're able to pay rent and all the bills that need to be paid. However, there was not enough money to pay the salary for Lois, Amaker, or myself. So we want prayer for that. So let's come together and seek the Lord here as we're going to pray. So if you want to come up and be part of us, come on up. And Brother Soteris, if you pray for that. And Sister Lois, you pray for this. And this is the one. Can you read it? Okay. If you can pray for Mark Rome. And create a miracle. Boy, we got some timid people down here. Okay. Brother Vasily, come on up. And I want you to pray for Henry and Shirley in Oakland, with spiritual, financial, physically, their needs. And we have back with us here today, Sister Karen, so step right up here. And I'd like you to pray for Christina, the Polish lady in Germany. And let's see what we got here. Okay, I'll let you pray. Let's see. Oil prices. Monica, come on up here. You're driving more longer than anyone else of us, except the rest. And then I'm going to let you pray for Eddie in San Francisco.
Father God, thank you for this day. First of all, Lord, thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be here, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to broadcast to the world, Lord. And thank you for all these remote church members, Lord, and that they look at us as their church body, and we definitely look at them as our church body, too. So we're thankful for them, Lord. And I want to declare that there is no there's no price on getting the gospel out and the truth out to the world. And so we thank you, Father, for providing the finances for that. And Lord, we want to lift up Patty Sims. And we thank you for the testimony from her husband and her son today. And Lord, we're thanking you in advance that that thyroid is already on the way, Lord. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that she is walking with you, that she has a testimony in her community. And I'm reminded of the woman in Proverbs, I think it's 31, and that she's busy about your business, and she's taking care of her family. So we thank you, Father, for that thyroid on the way, and let it confound the medical community.
Amen.
And we just praise your name for that, we thank you, Lord, to hear her visual testimony, like we heard her her husband and her son soon, saying that the thyroid is there.
Amen.
And she's just praising the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. And we pray for Brother Sam and Shirley in Mountain View. And as previously been mentioned, that nothing is impossible with our Heavenly Father. Therefore, we pray to our Heavenly Father for spiritual support for Sam and Shirley, financial support, and physical. And we also pray that any evil demons be removed from their premises and from their health, from their bodies, and speak miracle healing to them in Jesus' name. Amen.
And so I thank you, Jesus, that you let me come up here and pray today. And I pray, Jesus, that I pray against these oil prices. I pray against them that they will go down. And I pray against the speculators. I pray against their greediness. And I pray that you will, but these people, these speculators, that they will lose interest in their speculation altogether in the name of Jesus. And then I pray in your name, Jesus, that you will help these oil prices to go down. Only you can do that. So I pray in the name of Jesus that they will go down to about $40 a barrel, and that's not impossible for you at all. And I also pray that the price at the pump will go down accordingly in Jesus' name.
I want to thank you, Father God, first of all, for your love for each one of us. That it is your desire that all of us should come to know you through your Son, Jesus Christ. And that your love is everlasting and it's just unmeasurable. We just can't even comprehend your love for us. And sometimes we just get in the way of that and we can't receive it. But it is there for us, waiting for us to just push aside the blockages. And so I just want to thank you right now for this this nurse, Christina, who has been a dedicated servant to serve others. It sounds like she has a heart for you, but she doesn't know you. So, Father, I just ask right now that you would speak to her through her heart, that you would reveal yourself to her, even though the languages are different. You're more than capable of revealing yourself to her through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just pray that both her and her family would come to a saving, deep knowledge of your love for them, and that they would embrace Jesus, and they would want to have Jesus in their life, and they would recognize the sins in their life that are keeping them from this relationship, and that they would be willing to repent and turn completely and totally to you. I pray also for the cancer in the family, that not only that you would give them a miraculous healing, but you would reveal to them the source, the root of that cancer, and that there would be a healing of those roots of unforgiveness and bitterness and whatever else there will be, because we do know that it's not just one thing, Lord. It's a grouping of unclean spirits that hang out and congregate together, and only you can reveal to them what those things are. And I pray that that the resources would be available to teach them, that they would be able to receive. And I just know that we don't need to worry about how this will happen, because you're in charge and you're going to provide the way. And so we just, I just give this up to you right now in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we acknowledge today who you are. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You are the God that never fails. You even know our needs before we even pray. And we want to thank you and praise you today, O Lord, that also you are the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We shall not want spiritually, we shall not want financially. And we want to claim it today in the name of Jesus, that you are a provider. You are a shepherd, and we shall not want. You are a son and our shield. You will give us grace and glory. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we thank you, Lord, and praise you today for meeting every need in this body of believers. Thank you for supplying the needs of the pastor. Not only, O Lord, the present salary, but the back salaries as well. We pray in the name of Jesus that every need will be met. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, and your name be glorified in every area of our lives, in the finances, in the spiritual aspect, and in every area, O Lord, your name be lifted up, your name be magnified. And we thank you for meeting all those financial needs in this body of believers, we pray. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father, for everything that you doing in our lives and the things that you have in store for us. For you have said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And we thank you, Lord, and we receive it today with thanksgiving in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Father, we lift up this man, Mark, who has had a significant amount of his body taken out of him, probably because of cancer, of a tumor. And Father, he's not here, but in your word, it says that, you know, if there's any sick among you, let him come before the church. And he's not here, but we're here and we're interceding for him. And it said, also says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So, Father, we stand here now and we intercede on Mark's behalf. And I don't know all of his personal details and how he has arrived at here. But, Father, we just ask that you would just take care of the situation. That, Lord, you know best how to handle this. That you can give him a miraculous miracle. You can restore him slowly, however you choose to do it. To whatever his life's and choice circumstances that he has made, I don't know, Father God. But Father, he is sick. His immediate family is hurting as a result of this. And Father, we just ask for a restoration on his behalf. And how you choose to do that, well, thy will be done. We thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we come before you with a prayer for Eddie and his wife and son. They've all three accepted Jesus beautifully in their home a few weeks ago. And this man was Roman Catholic. And we pray that you deliver them of the Roman Catholic spirits, the false religions, religious spirits, and everything that goes with it, false teachings. In the name of Jesus, only you can do that, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. And Father God, this man was diagnosed with colon cancer and they couldn't find cancer in the colon, but they named it colon cancer. And he has a blood disease of some kind. His blood level will not come up to the 12 point, which is normal. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that you can deliver him at home. You've delivered me 3 times in the past year. In my home, 1 time, 2 days and 2 nights after I had colon cancer. It was bitterness in the heart and slander that caused it, the spiritual root. And we praise you and thank you that Eddie will have a second opinion. And you've had me praying that he come to Mercy San Juan Hospital. They have an excellent team of doctors there on the colon cancer. And we pray that he will hear the Holy Spirit when we speak to him next weekend, that he will come and have a second opinion on that. They've got him in chemotherapy, and I don't know about the radiation, but this is not curing him. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for that second opinion, that they will listen to the Holy Spirit. They beautifully came into the kingdom of God, and we expect you, Father, to finish the good work that you began in them. And we just thank you and praise you for that deliverance and get them out of that Roman Catholic Church in the name of Jesus.
Father God, we lift up this church and this ministry, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the webcasting. We thank you that you provided it, you ordered it, and you provided every dime for it. And Father, you're continuing to provide for it and for all of the ministry needs, Lord. Father, as I recall, almost everyone, if not everyone, that's ever worked in this church, as far as being a part of the work crew, have been ordered to come here by you, Lord. They have been told where to go, and they have been obedient to do that. And Father, we ask you to reach out your one wonderful loving arm to somebody that is a video editor that knows how to do it, that is an expert in the field, but would be able to volunteer their help to this ministry. Father, you have somebody who would love to do that. You have somebody that would be very happy and able to do it, Lord God, and would be able to donate their time at this time. Father, we are just putting it out to you, and we know that you can go to any country, any state, and any place in the world, Lord God, and bring us this person. So have them find us on the web or webcasting or find us somehow, Lord God. But we trust you to bring them in quickly. We need them right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Joe DiCarlo right now and his mother. And Father God, as he has taken ill and he has to be home today to take care of his mom, we thank you, Father God, that she's a born-again believer and she loves you. She reads your word and she's have a great testimony about her faith in Christ. And we thank you, Father God, for this woman, that you will not let her suffer. You do not need to have people sick for a long time before you take them home. And we ask you right now, Father God, if this is her time to go, that there will not be any suffering, but she will simply go, be here 1 minute and gone the next. But Father God, if she got years to go, we thank you for healing her right now, a total, absolute healing, that she can be in church here with us next Sunday and worship you and lifting holy hands and loving you. And we thank you for that. We pray your blessing upon Joe. The Father God is a very conscientious man, a loving man. They gave a promise to his dad before he died that I will take care of mother. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon him and upon Teresa today, that because of their caring and love, that you will bless them, Father God. You know what they need financially. We thank you, Father God, for bringing in the business they need to maintain their home and to maintain their lives, Lord. And we thank you for touching the DiCarlo family today. And Father God, I want to thank you and praise you right now for these moments we had it to pray. And that you have heard every prayer. It doesn't matter who prays. But we pray in the name of Jesus. If it's a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, it is answered by our Heavenly Father. And we thank you now greatly. And we give you great praise and worship. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And this we give in the name of Jesus. And those who agreed said, amen and amen. Praise God. Let me say one more thing before you leave the platform. I want to say this to you, those of you that are watching us. I feel there's power up here. And as people are praying, simple prayers, there's power. And we thank you for sending in your, not only prayer requests, but also when you've been healed, let us know what God did for you. Thank you, and God bless you. You may be seated. You know, it is a great joy in the church. Cindy, come on up here. And Billy, come on up here. And Nick and your wife, come on up here. I'd like to present to you the church here today, the Costa Rican family. And you stay around me here. You come on this side here. And so many times, you know, we hear about God's working miracles and so on. And Cindy Costa Rican, about 5-6 years ago, you were very sick. Correct? Come on up a little close to the microphone. And so in your sickness, now you guys did not really know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And so because you got sick, what did you do?
Started praying.
You prayed, but did you reach out to Henry Wright, or what did that happen?
Yes, Henry Wright was his book literally fell in my lap, you know, so to speak. So I started reading about it and attended his seminar in Georgia, and then from there, your church was mentioned, you know, in one of his bulletins.
Mm-hmm.
So we came here and we received healing, you know, not just physically, but spiritually in her family. So
God blessed you. And then after you got healed, we got Vasily. And Vasily, now you were not born again. You want, just share just briefly. How did you react when you found out that you were not going to heaven?
Well, I wasn't under the impression I was until I found out I was going in a wrong route or wrong direction. So after, I've been hearing many times in the previous church that we attended that you need to be born again and accept Jesus Christ. Well, I was born by my mama and my papa, but as far as spiritual, that's was in the dark. But coming here to Resurrection Church opened up our eyes that we need to discard the old body and accept a new spiritual body from our Lord Jesus Christ. And life has been changed. We've been blessed abundantly. And we give all the praise and glory to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
And now we got Billy. Come on here, Billy. This is our son. He's, you know, you got to look up. You know, he's tall. Now, Billy, you came here and with your family, and God has blessed you. And you want to share just briefly what God has done for you?
A lot.
Okay.
Well, just peace of mind, and I'm able to think and love people and love myself. Just a lot, and I praise God for that. And Pastor John, too, for setting me straight.
Now, you're back in college now.
Oh, yeah, and I'm back in college, and I'm actually doing very well. And it's a miracle because I've, ever since I was young, it was a pain. And anyways, it's a miracle.
God bless you. We love you. Now you got your brother Nick. Come and bring up your wife here. Now, Nick, I only know you distance-wise, understand from time to time you have looked at the webcast.
Right, correct.
You want to share just briefly about yourself? Well, come a little closer.
Basically, I came to learn about God and Jesus at basically my worst point in my life, and this is after we just got married. I thought I was on the right path, and everything kind of started falling apart, and then I called you up, and you know, I asked, you know, can you help me? And basically just gave me that one verse, and that's really stuck to me. You know, that verse that says that seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And at first I didn't know what that meant, and then over the years, you know, as I started reading the Bible, it began to hit me what that means. You know, that his righteousness should be our righteousness. And everything just falls in place from that point on.
So you have been born again?
Absolutely.
Okay.
At that, from that moment.
All right. And you got married, you got a beautiful wife.
Correct. This is my wife, Catherine, and we both read the Bible, and we discuss, you know, the Bible, and we're both firm believers.
Okay. Well, praise God. What I want to share with you, as you look upon these people here, is here's how God works. We talk about predestination. I got to get into this mic here. And so God loved the Costa Rican family, but they were lost. So God simply said, I will allow this woman to get sick. God didn't send his sickness, but the devil did. And God allowed that, knowing that out of this sickness would come, this beautiful family would come to Christ. And so we really want to give God the glory. The reason I took them up today is that we got Natalia here. She's been with us now 3 years. And there's going to be a birthday party today for her. And that's a miracle. I will not go in and share too much about that. But it's a miracle that she is here. Because she was threatened before she was born. That someone said, you know, we don't sure know for sure if you want this child. But God said, this is my child. And you have seen it grow here. And so we really want to give God the glory and say, thank you, Lord, for a beautiful family like the Costa Ricans. Thank you, and God bless you. Love you, okay? All right, thank you very much. God bless you. Okay. Nick, good to see you. Good to be
back. See you, too.
Okay.
Love you, brother. All
right. Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
Well, we are a Pentecostal church, so we can do what we want to do. Amen. And we're not bound by time. Praise God, you know, it's not like you're on a regular television program where, you know, you cut off. If we want to broadcast 24 hours a day, we can. So this is wonderful.